down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still out there. Can somebody please tell me where? I'm looking for America. I'm searching for an old church steeple where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed, and they ain't afraid to say God's name out loud. Yeah, I'm looking for America. Land of the free.
Welcome back. To Mark Wills, Looking for America. Ray I with the Vogelbacher and Matty G. Into our second hour. My goodness. Unbelievable how fast the show goes. Vogelbacher, we're going to do some news here in just a minute with you, but before we do that, we got muzzle loading. What do they call it here?
Alternative methods.
Black powder muzzle loading season coming up. So I got a little sight-in thing. Remember when we shot this out at your place, Chris?
Uh-huh.
Remember when we shot this?
Oh, gotcha.
It was back when tradition was giving us guns. Remember that for the media hunts, right? Oof. We're gonna play a little for all you upcoming muzzleloader hunters. Before Vogler does the news, I got a little sight-in thing Matty G's going to play for you. Here we go.
I'm all set up on a shooting table today to sight in my muzzleloader. I have a Traditions Pursuit Pro. I sight in a lot of black powder guns, a lot of muzzleloaders over the years. I'm going to sight this gun in. I'm going to give you a little tip. A company like Traditions, they'll ship me a dozen of these guns for a hunt that I host. And I have hunters coming in from all over the country, so I have a dozen guns to sight in. And I have to have these guns sighted in and tuned up before the hunters arrive in the dark the evening prior to their hunt. A real simple tip for sighting in muzzleloaders, quick, efficient, and easy, is to lock it down in your vise or your sled. Set a target up at 25 yards. Center your crosshairs on dead center on the bullseye and fire your first shot from the vise or from the sled. After you fire the first shot, take your gun out of the vise, reload it, lock it back down, then center your scope back dead center where you started, lock it all down, and then just reach up and adjust the scope and follow the bullet. Go from dead center and run your crosshairs. As you're looking through the scope, run those crosshairs up and take it up to the bullet. If it's high left, follow it from center up to high left. When you get to the bullet hole, you're sighted in. And at 25 yards, you're more than accurate up to 100. I'm up the hole. I'm sighted in. I can take it out, clean it, load it up for tomorrow. Or we can reload it and shoot it again. But I'm dead on. A real simple method for sighting in your muzzleloader. Quick, easy, and efficient. You basically can sight it in with one shot.
Remember when we did that, Vogelbacher?
And it's true.
It works, yeah. I did that up at the old farm, the big white shooting systems place when we had all that ground up there. And I had 15 outdoor riders coming in for a hunt. And I took those guns, those white shooting system guns, out of the box, loaded them up, shot each one of them one time, and the guys went out and killed deer with them. So that's how easy that is. What do you think, Matt? Should we do a little news with the Vogelbacher? Should we do something like that? Let's go.
It's now time for the Vogelbacher News. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Hurricane, number one selling cane in America. Geritol, your partner for a healthier life. And Acorn Stair Lifts, don't fall on the steps, take Acorn Stair Lifts. So here he is, KFNS 590, newsman. Here's the Vogelbacher. He has news for you.
Deer and elk act as buffer against wolves and livestock encounters. Oregon elk and deer population likely to be key factor in wolf management decisions in years ahead. What's the worst four-letter word in coyote hunting, Ray?
I don't know what.
It's the wind.
The wind.
You keep talking about...
You're so dramatic.
I am. Boy 10 bags two deer with one shot on first hunting trip. A 10-year-old boy hunting for his first time in a managed
Was it legal?
They're saying in this state it was. It was in Wisconsin, and, you know, it was a good shot, and the deer stepped up as he pulled the trigger, evidently.
Hang on a minute. I've just been contacted by Mr. Beth. He let me know that there's a fouling load with the white shooting systems. I said one shot shooting the bullet. I know you foul it. I didn't think anyone would need to know that you got to burn powder in the white
make
system.
It dirty. It shoots
make
better
it dirty.
Dirty.
It shoots better dirty. Yeah, but that wasn't the point. The point was you decided it with one bullet. Okay, go ahead.
Got it. Traditional ammunition gets protection.
Watch this guy. He's really paying a lot of attention to us.
Newly signed.
What are you doing now?
Can't
Don't
talk.
Die on air.
Newly
please.
Signed law backed by National Safe
radio.
Shooting Sports hails enactment of priority legislation. Last Wednesday afternoon, the day before Thanksgiving, Black Friday. The highest Black Friday period in NICS history. The National Instant Criminal Background Check System processed 185,345 permits that day. That's the highest in history. That's not how many guns were bought. That's how many permits were matched. The industry matches ATF rewards in theft cases. Federally licensed firearms retailers are burglarized or robbed. National Safe Shooting Sports stands ready to assist the field offices and will match the ATF rewards. They're putting their money where their mouth is.
A little more energy in this report. You sound a little slow today.
Yeah, you want to get high, man.
The Outdoor Writers Association
now,
of America.
Now, do they ride horses or motorcycles, outdoor riders?
Them riders, they write words and stuff. Notes positive action in public land filming.
Jerry's next text to tell me what else we're doing wrong.
Report from the Outdoor Writers Association of America and the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee has supported the amended bipartisan act.
I took that out of story time because I thought somebody would be offended. I did the other version of story time without all the fart noises. And then Matty G hits us with a fart sound. Are you kidding me?
That was a recording as I walked down the hall before. The bill furthered.
You don't seem that smart.
That's from the microphone we got.
And photography
that's from the microphone
crew
we got in the bathroom.
Three or fewer from fees. Because, you know, like you
this
can't, you have to get
great.
A special permit to hunt in some states in some areas. Be more funny. Missouri Department of Conservation reports chronic waste in Franklin County. What's our best thing we can do with this, Ray?
What?
Hunt them.
Yeah.
We got to hunt them. You're not supposed to be afraid of it. You got to hunt them. And
I pity myself that I got to be with these fools.
How important is your conservation area to you? The Missouri Department of Conservation is really going after our opinions
and
of how
we
can improve.
Do we get paid for this?
Yeah. The Conservation Management is for public comment from December 1st through December 31st. Four River Conservation Management Area, St. Clair County River Access, Mineral Hills, St. Mary's Access.
Wipe your mouth off. That was nasty.
Wipe
hello,
Newman. This thing up.
Why is the right side of your face pulling up?
Whoop-a-pity?
What's the matter with your left arm?
He's got the IQ of a rabbit.
It's drool in there today. Tip-a-pity?
That messed him up.
I know. McDonald County. They're worried about McDonald's. McDonald's got thousands of stores. McDonald County River Access, Abusick Forest.
What
and
are you talking
area.
About?
It's the Department
I
of Conservation.
I can't get anymore.
We've got to be aware, and they want our comments on how to improve these areas. So instead of saying shut up and just take what we give you, they want our opinions. You can go to Missouri Department of Conservation website, MissouriDepartmentofConservation.org. That's a cool noise. I like that one. Okay.
Jer says, you know, I love you guys. He's a little boring in the redneck blind this morning. He's listening to us in his blind. Bless his heart.
Tell him
yeah,
he's
it's really
call
boring.
Me.
You got to listen to Voglervogger.
You got to call me. I got a deal for you. Okay?
You what?
I got a deal for Jerry. We're going to fix him up with his contacts and without his contacts.
Yeah.
Couple fights off armed robbers, and this is at Charlotte,
here we
North
go,
Carolina.
He's going to be successful.
Aiken County,
gonna
South
be successful
Carolina
robbers
couple.
Again.
Who thought were meeting with individuals who had arranged to purchase a car from them on Craigslist.
Okay.
But instead,
a lot of that goes on Craigslist, though. I read that all the time.
Met a pair of armed robbers While
armed
the one
robbers was that?
Robbers. There's two of them.
I just hear that name and I shudder.
Is it Roberts or Robbers?
Robbers.
Were they both named Bob?
I think so. One of the robbers pointed a gun at the male victim. The female victim drew a gun and fired at the criminals.
He aimed it at the mailman?
The male. You know, but she's not a victim any longer. She took control of it.
What'd she
pulled her gun from her purse and fired at the criminal, striking and killing one and causing the other one to flee.
To flee?
To flee.
They got fleas?
Yeah,
they
got major fleas. Use the flea powder. Off-duty cops from bringing their firearms into stadiums.
You're having trouble breathing. Maybe you ought to drop your drawers and suck more air.
And saying the rule puts lives in danger. We need to have more armed citizens. So that's my end of story today. I've got nothing else.
I'm glad.
Are you glad?
Oh, I'm really glad.
I'm sucking today, bad time.
I don't care what you say. I thought it was dumb. Maybe you're right.
Let's take a break.
A big break?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
No, there it is. Let's take a break. We'll see y'all on the other side.